This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
Life is full of personal wins, whether it's cleaning your house, getting that dream car, or checking off your to-do list. Winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling home and auto. So give yourself a round of applause. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Okay, then I changed the flavor of the day sign outside Culver's from Butter Pecan to Pattern Cube.
Perfect.
I broke into a local florist, found all the roses being delivered for Valentine's Day, and added cards saying, "We have to talk. This isn't working for me."
Excellent work, Tim.
I even added a holding call in the final seconds of that big football game so no one would enjoy the outcome.
That wasn't on the list.
I had the time. Director Ward, I've done everything you've asked, random as it may seem.
Oh, from little acorns, mighty oaks do grow. Your work has left Hank reeling.
That's amazing. I can't believe this had any effect at all.
I don't want to speak prematurely, but the framing work you're about to do could deal Hank the final blow.
Really?
Shall we find out?
Let's. People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. It's so not real. Real podcasts see our podcast on the street and say, "Oh, honey, just don't." But that doesn't mean you can't listen to it, because your entertainment standards are flexible. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, the strange familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong!
Bing bong to you as well.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Wow, no. Arnie, you seem in a very good mood today. Did you
know what? I'm feeling good about doing good. Now that I'm the greatest warrior in all of Foon, I've just been trying more and more to answer these scrolls people are sending me to request, like, help to save people. And it feels good.
Do you know how many good deeds you've done so far? You got to get a system. Yeah. Maybe like notches on your belt, or maybe you just kind of keep a scroll by your bed and you take note of how many you've done. Any idea?
You know, I have been keeping a scroll near my bed, and I think maybe I've been doing tasks in the middle of the night, but then when I read the scroll in the morning, like, it doesn't really make sense.
Oh, sure. Well, I also caught you in the bathroom. You know that scroll by the toilet? And when I unfurled it, a naughty scroll fell out?
Well, that's we don't need to talk about my naughty scroll.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, everyone has a naughty scroll. We hide it under our bed, or we put it in our mouth and swallow it, or it's up one of our butts.
Of all of those, I guess I want to talk about the putting it in your mouth and swallowing it, but not, to be clear, not the butt one.
I don't know if humans have this, but magical creatures have two throats, or one throat, but it's bisected. So you can put like a sword down one half and still drink water. Mm-hmm. You can eat two grapes and have them go down separate tubes to the tummy. So it's just kind of a fun little, I think you've described to me David Blaine before, and I feel like he has one of those. Is that right?
I think you're probably right. John, I guess I don't know how many dual body parts you have.
Let's see here. Two eyes, two hands, two feet, two buttholes, two nerts, two throats, two ears. All right, don't make me say it. I already said nerts. I think that's close enough. Two hearts, two kidneys.
Love nerds.
Two stomachs. Two lungs.
Two stomachs.
Yeah.
Okay. Is one for digesting, one for resting? I don't know. Sometimes rhymes are a thing.
No, Arnie, you nailed it. One is for digesting and one is for resting. So you know how sometimes you sleep on your back and your hands are on your tummy and it goes like your tummy raises and then falls and raises and falls? So it's just kind of presentational. It's a belly for show. So people know you're asleep.
Well, you know what? Just like your stomachs, my co-host, you are for resting, and my other co-host is for digesting, Usidor the Wizard, who's dead and a ghost.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The Elves knew me as Fiengalik, the Dwarves knew me as Zonin and Hugstengis, and I was known in the Northeast as Gasmanius Maystar until I completed my true purpose, and then ascended towards the goddesses in the realms of Ephesius. Now, linger behind here is but a shade.
Are you done with that word? I was just making sure.
Nope, he's not done. I have animal ears and I can still hear it.
Oh.
It's just in a tone that you can't hear, I think, Arnie.
Okay.
Oh, he's still going. He's still going. He's really hitting more of this.
Shade.
There it goes.
The shade,
I was putting an emphasis on how in this ghostly form I can exist in many parallel dimensions simultaneously.
What?
Well, I'm aware of other things around me and, you know, other spirits and shades. You know, there are some dimensions that are closer to this one than others. You know, Earth is obviously quite far away, but I'm aware of things beyond the realm, even though I'm just pretending to be a ghost. I'm not really dead. But I can sense a lot of things around me,
like what?
I think someone farted.
Whoa!
I'm pretty sure. Yes, let me reach out with my senses.
Farts live on another realm of existence?
Well, do you ever see them?
Once or twice.
Ooh. Oh, you may be more magical than we ever thought.
No, I don't know. I got problems.
Let's look in your second stomach and see if the farts are there.
No,
Usidor. Usidor. He only has one stomach.
I have one stomach.
You idiot. Get another stomach.
How?
Ooh, that's a good question. Chunt, have you ever been a creature with just one stomach?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess a lot of birds.
I love birds.
Only have one stomach, but then they have those rocks in their stomachs to help grind up their food.
And I love rocks.
Birds are fucking weird. No offense.
I know.
Usidor, birds are weird.
Yeah, but I love them because they're weird. You know, a lot of them hop. They don't walk.
Oh, yeah.
They don't walk.
That's fucking wild.
Huh. Sounds exhausting.
Well, except for when they're flying, which is awesome.
Guys, I have a question, and you might have some advice on this, about being the greatest warrior in all of Foon. So I've been trying to help people, doing an okay job at that, but part of that is, like, what is my obligation to vanquish evil?
Very high. Extremely high. The highest, the single most important thing you must do, vanquish evil whenever it dares to rear its ugly head. You must fight back against that darkness.
Yeah, and Arnie, are you starting to get your paychecks, or did your insurance kick in? Are you getting any of your benefits?
I'm still not getting any benefit from any of this. I haven't heard anything.
Except for the sense of gratitude and warmth in your heart from doing a righteous day's work.
I think I've gotten that. Maybe. It's hard to tell.
Plus experience.
My XP has been going up.
Oh, so much XP.
Well, that's good. That's very good. Granted, you're the greatest warrior in all of Foon, but you're wildly unqualified for this position. And I think You should think of this as a very important internship.
Internship?
Yeah, you don't need the money. Just think about what you're learning. Think about the opportunities it's creating for you.
I don't know. I think I should at least get some kind of honorarium. I should get paid at least a little bit.
You should be getting some sort of check or payment. Arnie, I do have to say a lot of eyes are on you right now.
When you say that...
I mean right now, literally, a lot of eyes are on you. There's something behind you with a lot of eyes staring?
I mean, it could be taken figuratively as well, since you are the greatest warrior in Foon, but what Chunt is referring to, specifically, it's a whole bunch of eyes...
Whole bunch of eyes?
...on stalks, looking directly at you.
In my peripheral vision, I feel like I'm just barely seeing a couple eyes that are just sort of coming around my head.
Yeah, it's getting closer, too.
Hey, guys, how's it going? It's me, Globulus.
Oh, Globulus. Oh, shit, Globulus.
It's been a while, right? How are you doing? I was about to give you a hug with my tongue.
With your... Okay.
Oh, I love a tongue hug.
Although you're getting pretty big. Are you working out?
You know, I've been working out a little bit. I've been over at Castle Hawkspire fighting vampires and saving vampire survivors, but it's mostly a lot of running, and I guess I'm getting a little upper body from trying to do the whip, but not enough.
Oh, wow, that's really interesting. I'm really glad you shared that. See... guys.
He rolled all his eyes.
Hold on.
Guys, I gotta thank you so much. Last time I saw you, you know, we had a really good conversation. I don't know if you remember, but...
No, but I'm but thank you for the compliment.
Don't worry. This is going somewhere. You had kind of had me change my evil ways, right? Maybe take up being good for a change. So I was in my lair, and I'm... looking at all 11 mirrors, one for each eye. That's how it works, right?
I'm so sorry to interrupt, but you have a mirror for each eye?
I have way more than that. I'm super rich, dude.
Oh, I see.
But I only use 11 at a time, like a normal person.
Mm-hmm. Since you have 11 eyes, do you make a conscious effort to not look at the same thing? Like is that wasteful to be using two eyes to kind of look at the same thing?
I look at all kinds of things on this dimension, other dimensions.
Oh.
Through people's clothes sometimes. One of my eyes does that.
Okay.
But that was the old Globulus. The new Globulus, he doesn't look through people's clothes anymore. He's a good guy. And that's why you guys brought me on here, right? I'd love to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We're very excited that you've had this this page churned in your in the story of your life and that you're now a force for goodness. Arnie could learn something from you.
I'm glad you brought up books, because that's kind of why I'm here. That's right.
Oh.
My road to self-discovery is... been long and winding and full of twists and turns.
Well, that's what winding means.
It's all documented here in this self-help scroll from Globulus to Fabulous that I've been selling.
Oh, well, how much are you charging? Because there's no cost I wouldn't pay.
Oh, wow. Well, let's, how much do you have?
That's on me right now. Like 100 gold pieces.
Yeah, it's 99 gold pieces.
Not perfect.
Isar, you don't judge a scroll by its length. Let me just take a peek here. Chapter 1, The Eyes Have It. I'm a good guy now, in that I don't look through people's clothes.
Hmm, okay.
Huh.
Yeah, see, it starts with a bang. That's just what people like. They like that kind of crap.
Or not with a bang.
It's the perfect scroll to be reading on the toilet. Or, I don't know, wherever else you read stuff. Where do you read stuff, Arnie?
I think exclusively the toilet.
But in my defense, I spend more than the average amount of time on the toilet, so it's not weird.
With the naughty scrolls.
That's part of it.
I was gonna say, maybe it's that great diet. Like, for me, it's all about this plant-based diet I'm on. You know, like, I can't eat any of the crap in this place. It's all filled with additives and junk, right? You gotta eat clean, right?
Oh, yes. I assume when you say additives and junk, you're referring to us. You can't eat us.
I can't eat you? No, of course not. You're not... Wait, are you plant-based?
I am not, no.
No, and Globulus, but didn't you used to just usually just eat people indiscriminately, just eat them and steal all their things?
That was the old Globulus. The new Globulus, you know, I'm eating clean, doing a lot of core work.
Oh.
Core work?
Where is your core?
It's... kind of between the middle eye and my lips.
Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's see here.
I'm surprised you haven't said anything. I feel like it's getting pretty tight.
No, you look like you've really, your stalks look really, like, ripped.
You know, for me, it's kind of hard to look past the eyes. Like, there's so many eyes that that's mostly what I'm looking at. So I don't see as much what's happening behind the eyes.
I get that a lot, you know. Sometimes they just see the exterior and they don't see the real me. And that's what I'm kind of going for in From Globulous to Fabulous.
I really love a good redemption story. Globulous, I'm so glad that you're a good guy now.
I think daily exercise. That's what I'm saying. Daily exercise. That's how you get the core just like mine. And the best way, explore dungeons, go, you know, fight monsters, carry treasure. You know, I've been here and there's this dungeon nearby. The Forgotten Temple of Alphanoth, Goddess of Prosperity and Plenty. I'm sure it's full of tons of treasure. So if you're an adventurer listening to this crap, why don't you head over there, take all your adventuring gear, head down there. It's going to be a great workout. You're going to look amazing afterwards.
Damn it. If only someone had a map they could sell me to this place.
What do you think's printed on the back of this scroll, baby?
Oh, I only have one gold piece left.
So if I want to join this adventuring party to get a good workout in this dungeon, is this the kind of thing where I would just pay a one-time fee, or do I have to have some kind of membership to this dungeon?
Well, you might want to head over and get some gear over at Beholders, the shop I just opened in Nibblebottom not that long ago. You might have seen the sky riding announcing the opening of popular chain store Beholders.
Yeah, what? I did see some writing in the sky, but for the life of me, I couldn't tell what was doing the writing up there.
Oh, I just hired a bunch of birds. They're fucking cheap.
Aren't they weird? Weird and cheap, cheap, cheap. Now, Globulous, just taking a look further down your scroll, it seems like each chapter is one sentence. It seems like this is not only a story about redemption, it's also self-help, and that involves working out and eating better. And then it also seems like there's a few chapters on investing.
Oh, of course, yeah, of course. There's a whole chapter dedicated to NFTs.
Oh, what are those?
Yeah, you know, Chunt knows. He's always hawking them on the street corner.
Yeah, NFTs are nice ferret tits.
Oh.
You know how hard it is to find nice ferret tits?
Almost impossible.
Yeah, truly, truly. I don't want to get too deep into it, too deep into the weeds. But yeah, it just seems like Globulous and
so wait, you're telling me you don't want to talk about NFTs? Like, you don't want to just keep talking and talking and talking about nice ferret tits?
Well, I do, but not if I'm not getting paid for it. But Globulous, it seems like you're spreading yourself a little thin, which I know is the goal in part of your diet and workout regimen, but it seems like you're just covering a lot of different random bases.
Well, the thing is, I got a lot of orphans doing the legwork for me. You guys told me not to destroy that orphanage last time, so I'm just having them. I mean, who do you think's working on those scrolls for me?
Oh, well, if
you're... I don't make them myself.
If you're having them learn a trade, I think that could be really, really helpful and valuable as they grow up and... I hope you're giving them a nurturing and loving home, and you know, obviously...
Sure, yeah.
Obviously, they're learning to read if they can make these scrolls, so that's really, really a valuable skill in this world.
Yeah, that's one of those things. I'm just all about helping others, you know, and, you know, and, like, getting better at listening rather than just sitting around waiting for my own turn to talk. You know what I'm saying, Sean?
Yeah, I totally understand it. Listening to understand versus listening to respond. I've been waiting to say that for a few minutes now.
Yeah, so it's all about that. It's trying to be more like you guys. You guys taught me the way, and I think that's why this is the perfect vehicle for me to promote From Globulous to Fabulous. Now,
that's great. No, I'm so sorry to interrupt you, Globulous, but since you're such a great listener now, what was the name of the castle that I went to fight all those vampires I mentioned just recently? You were making eye contact with a couple of your eyes when I said that.
Wait, let me ask this orphan real quick. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was really focused on something else. But that's on me, you know. Owning my mistakes. That's another part of being Globulous.
Oh.
Where'd that orphan go?
Oh, he had to go do some stuff. He's, you know, he's busy. He's another one will show up. I mean, orphans are cheap, you know?
Sure.
There's a little bit of blood underneath you right now. Is that just... Are you okay?
Sometimes I get too close and I fall on them, and then, you know, Yeah, but I just absorb them through my flesh sacs like I do with other nutrients. Technically, that would mean I'm not completely on a plant-based diet, but, you know, sometimes we can be bad, right? We have a little cheat day.
Yeah, everyone can have a cheat day.
I guess if you accidentally plant yourself on an orphan, then fair game. Globulus, why don't we take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about your book and maybe see if you want to offer up an apology?
I'll take that as a no.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
So, Globulus, in Foon, a lot of times, I'm sure you know this, but if someone has, like, a redemption arc and, like, they used to be bad and now they're good, like, typically they do some sort of a public, public apology, or they just sort of try and right those wrongs as best they can, even if it's just sort of a short little speech. Did you have anything like that, or?
I get it, man. You know, I would give it away for free, but I feel like it's all laid out pretty clearly and from Globulus to Fabulous. But the first thing I did after, you know, staring at myself in the 11 mirrors, is I decided it was time to really reconnect with my son.
Oh.
My son Globulus, who I brought into being by dreaming about him.
Right.
Sure, that's the usual way.
So, of course, I confronted him and then consumed him completely, both his spirit and his flesh. Because
his spirit and his flesh?
You gotta do both, man. That's how it works.
What happens if you just do one?
Usador knows.
Arnie, think about this for a second. If you just consume the spirit, then there's just a big mass of flesh there. And if you don't consume the spirit, what's it gonna haunt you for the rest of your life? Like me? Boo.
Yeah. Globulus, you've mentioned this before. You're Globulus the First. You used to be Globulus the Second, I believe. Mm-hmm. You were created from a dream of the former Globulus the First.
You got it right.
Are there ever any globuli that just sort of get away? Like, do you have your eyes, so to speak, on every globulus that might be in existence?
It's a really good question. And then what you're probably wondering is, where can you get a really good deal on adventuring supplies? And I can only say the best deal in town is Beholders. That's right. If you want to track down your wayward globuli and you need the right equipment for the job, why not pop in there? Now, some of it's slightly used. There might be a little blood on it, but you know what? It's gonna be a steal.
I'll take that as a bonus. If there's blood on the equipment that I buy, I can use that in my dark experiments.
He did change the subject, but I appreciate that he said that it was a good question. So, Arnie Usador, this motherfucker floats in here with a cheap...
Wait, what?
You didn't see him float in here? Oh, no, that's... Never mind. I was concerned about something else, but you keep going. In a cheap three-piece suit that stinks like piss, and all of a sudden we're just supposed to take him seriously? He's duping us, guys.
I see. You're saying I should ask him a question about the piss. Is that what you're saying, Chun?
Honestly, I'm curious.
You two, listen to me. This is the dream, to finally convert a being of evil to the side of good. This is what I've been working on for years.
Okay, guys, I can't keep a straight face anymore. You got me.
What?
I can't believe you guys came up with this scam. The idea of being good. People love that shit.
Oh, no, it's not a scam.
I knew it. But, like, people are loving it. Haven't you seen the fucking lines out the door of this fucking turd hole?
Hmm.
Well, yes, but I don't think it's because it's a scam. I think it's because, well, there's a collective good, and we must be working towards, the moral arc of the universe, and, I don't know. Damn it.
So here I am, sitting around in my treasure room in the forgotten temple of Alphanoth, wondering how, reading all these priceless forgotten scrolls, forbidden actually, you can't even buy them anywhere. And I'm thinking to myself, how can I get idiots down here so I can freeze them with my eye beams and steal their stuff?
I've got to get down there.
And then what do I do with them when they're frozen and they have no more stuff? I got to feed the orphans somehow. And sometimes they bring kids with them. Isn't that crazy? Who brings a kid down into a forgotten temple?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
This motherfucker has priceless, forgotten, forbidden scrolls. We have to tax the rich. I mean, if a scroll is forgotten, it shouldn't be forbidden. Or maybe it was forbidden first and then, huh?
I'm just saying, tax the rich? I mean, sure, you can. Why don't you send some tax collectors wearing adventuring gear down into my forgotten temple, and I'll... Of course, I'll pay my fair share.
I wonder, like, how do you put a price on a forgotten scroll? Like, does it have to, like, do you have to reintroduce it into the public memory so that people could even know how to quantify what it's worth?
Sure. Yeah, I can, I have a pretty savvy mind for business, Arnie. So for this forgotten scroll, how much money do you have on you?
I've got about 5 coins and a piece of what I think is beef jerky.
Oh, amazing. It's 5 coins and some beef jerky. That's the price.
Oh, wow. That's very serendipitous. Okay, here you go.
Okay, let me have an orphan pull this out of my flesh sack. Yeah, there you go. Enjoy. Yeah, don't... if you get bored with it, just return it to bee holders. I'm sure they'll give you a good deal.
I don't know why this was forbidden. It's just a recipe for bread.
Well, I don't know if I told you this, but I'm also trying to cut down on my gluten intake because it's really messing up my flesh sacks.
So it's forbidden to you.
Yeah, but I mean, it should be forbidden to you, too. I mean, I feel like maybe if you cut down your carbs a little bit, Usador.
All right. I'm dead. I can do whatever I want. Now, look, just because it's forbidden to you doesn't make it... It's not like a government entity or a king or a queen said this is forbidden. I think you're trying to rip us off.
Government entity, huh? So if I was involved in government somehow...
Oh, no.
Maybe as a burgomeister, or maybe a dark lord.
What? No!
Fuck?
Well, I'm just saying, maybe if I could... That's another scam.
I guess there is a bit of a power vacuum now that the dark lord is dead and gone.
Ronnie!
No, I'm not saying he should do it. You're right, I'm the greatest warrior in all of Foon. I shouldn't be doing this kind of thing. I keep falling back into my role as a journalist or as a pundit, like kind of sharing this information. That's how I've let so many evil people slide all this time, because I'm a podcaster. But now that I'm a hero, I've got to do a lot more stopping of evil.
I think you're being really hard on yourself there, buddy.
Oh, thank you, bud. I appreciate that.
I also don't think you'd make a good burgermeister because of the epaulets. Where would you put them? Over your eye stalks?
Yeah. Well, when we sell them to bee holders, we call those eye pads. They're in the next to the iPhones and iMucks and an iCloud for you to store things in.
I've seen some of your iPads, and it seems like you just keep releasing new iPads every year, and that's fine. But then it's a little bit annoying that they have different cords to wrap around your head, and suddenly you have to get a new cord for your new iPad.
Guys, you guys are getting in on the scams. You understand it now, right? It's like once you can see the Matrix, you can see it, right, Chunt? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Arnie, have we told you about the Matrix?
No.
Well, it's a matriarch who does a lot of tricks, juggling, card tricks, magic, what have you.
Oh.
And she famously will offer you 2 different types of pills. Both kill you, but you do have an option how you die, red or blue.
Oh.
I'm scared of the iCloud.
It's scary because you store stuff in there, and sometimes like a little turtle pops out with a fishing rod.
Right, and well, the part that I find most upsetting, though, is it's literally a cloud. But then occasionally the eye opens up in the iCloud.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like, there's an eye in that cloud and it's floating over us, watching us all.
And those turtles with the fishing pole, sometimes they throw down little red spiky guys.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That was the most recent generation of iCloud. So if you have the old one, you gotta buy the new one. It's such a great scam.
Usidor. I think I need a little bit of advice here.
Just swallow a second stomach. Just like get a sheep's stomach and swallow it.
Ugh, no, but then I would just digest. Anyway, look, is it my duty to kill my evil guests? Like, do I need to kill Globulus? Like, how do I know if he's evil enough that I'm supposed to vanquish him?
Arnie, please. I have you been watching me for the last 8 years?
No.
We've had countless evil guests on this show.
Yeah.
And I always treat them with the respect they deserve, and then I vow to kill them at a later time when it's not part of a podcast agreement.
I see. This is so like, you're saying don't kill them on the podcast.
Right.
But promise to kill them on the podcast.
Exactly. This is a parlay. This is an opportunity to make peace. By using our words and diplomacy, we hope to convert the forces of evil to good. But if they deny us in this podcast format, then at a later date, we shall vanquish them together. You and I, the greatest warrior and the greatest wizard in all of Foon. And Chunt.
Sure. Chunt. Oh, yeah. For a second. Yeah.
Hey, what's up? Did you want a massage?
No, I need some. Well, yeah, I do, actually. Okay.
Where is it? The knots are melting away.
This is helping me. Okay, while you massage me, I need some advice.
Yes.
Should I kill Usidor?
That would be...
Because he's just annoying the shit out of me right now. And I've been killing people a little more often now.
Yeah. I gotta say, if you kill a wizard, and especially a ghost wizard, your legacy is secured.
Oh, I am getting more into my own legacy. It's kind of on my mind, maybe too much.
Yeah, and if you kill a ghost, I think they come back to life. So no harm, no foul.
So it's like doing a kindness.
I think so.
Also, what's a parlay?
Arnie, we don't have time for this.
Okay, thank you for the back rub.
And I heard you guys are talking about killing people. Arnie, if you want to kill people, you're hot stuff now. People are looking at you. Why don't you gather a bunch of guys, plenty of gear, please, and just come on down to the Forgotten Temple. Come find me. You can kill me there. Do not bring anything that protects you against freeze beams. It'll be amazing. I'll love it.
Wait a minute. Anytime he says, come on down, it's like a weird stilted acting. Like, he doesn't have the budget to, like, tell us what he really thinks. What is that all about?
Well, that's the thing. It's what we call showmanship here in the biz.
I really wish I could bring something to protect me from freeze beams, though, but he did post that sign.
There's no freeze beam protections allowed. No amulets to protect from it. No shields that reflect that shit back on me, because that sucks.
If you're going to play, you got to play by the rules.
That's a good question. Have you ever been frozen by your own freeze beams?
Yeah, I was frozen for like 70 years or something, and then some idiot wizard woke me back up.
You're welcome.
Guess who got froze immediately after that? Oh, wait, that was you? Then who did I kill? Oh, man.
Oh, that wasn't me? I definitely unfroze a beholder at some point.
We prefer the term eye tyrants.
Of course, eye tyrant.
You, a wizard near the sea currently, should know that more than anybody, that this is just a really touchy subject right now.
Yes, I apologize. Perhaps I unfroze a different eye tyrant who is a different Globulus who at some point absorbed, and that's just a different... But you'd have all their memories too, right?
It would mean that you did me a solid somehow, and that's why I always liked you, Usidor. Also, you're a ghost, so I can't profit off of you.
You've never profited off of a ghost?
I have used ghosts to lure orphans down to do my bidding before.
Because you know orphans love to follow ghosts.
Well, what is their parents?
Oh, okay. That makes
sense. They're looking for their parents. They're trying to solve mysteries, make something out of their lives.
Yeah, like you show an orphan a ghost of a parent, they'll do anything, man.
If you don't have access to a ghost of a parent, can you use like a ghost of a really cool clown to try to sort of lure them someplace?
That's pretty weird, dude. You'd follow a ghost of a clown?
I mean, only into the sewer.
I don't know about you, buddy. That would freak me out.
Yeah, but what if he had a balloon? What if he had a balloon or something?
Sounds scary.
What are they feeding you here? Some stuff with a bunch of additives? What's going on? No, I use like if I don't have parents, I use like a puppy or like an unlikely animal friendship of like a bear and I don't know, an alligator or something.
Oh, that I would follow that. That is cute.
Or like a really hot ferret.
Oh, NFTs?
Oh, you know what else orphans love? Food. Food. They love food.
Oh, man, they love it. They go crazy for it. And that's the thing. Like, you don't even have to pay them. Because if you give them food and, like, the promise of maybe their parents might come back, they'll do anything, man. It's great.
Glomulus, I'm not sure why I have so many orphan questions, but I do. Have you ever lured an orphan down into your lair? And while they're down there, has ever one of these orphans turned out to actually be like an adult murderer who's just pretending to be a little orphan?
Ooh, that's actually a good question.
I don't know. I have a lot of trouble determining the age of humans. You guys all look like weird little pink dolls to me.
Thank you.
You don't have the divine circular form of an eye tyrant like me. So it's, I don't know. You're all a mess. I don't know. You have one stomach. Like, what's going on there? It's gross.
Yeah, this one stomach is not working great, if I'm being honest.
I mean, your form is even more divine than it has ever been since you really started working out. It really shows.
I love this new use door. Before, I feel like you were a little aggressive, but no, man, you're great. That's the thing. I'm trying to model myself on that kind of thing where, you know, I accept a compliment and then I give it back. Like, use door, you look great. For a ghost, I mean, who knows? Maybe you'll get some more epithets.
Usador.
Yeah.
He's nagging you. I kept reading his scroll. Part of his book is about being a pickup artist.
What?
And he talks about nagging people.
Oh.
He said you used to be aggressive.
What?
He said you look pretty good for a ghost.
Oh.
He's playing you, dog.
Oh. Well.
Yeah, you should show him. You should start dating him.
What?
Usador, date him.
All right. I suppose if I have to. Globulus, what are you doing later this evening?
I hadn't really thought about that. I'm most likely going to the nicest restaurant in Nibblebottom, which is, oh man.
The Dirty Horse?
Yeah, the Dirty Horse. Yeah, we're gonna be eating there,
That's the nicest restaurant in Nibblebottom? The Dirty Horse?
Oh yeah, you don't want to go to the Polished Horse.
Ugh.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's only for high rollers, Arnie. Maybe you'll be able to afford it for like a special occasion or something.
I thought it was the Polish horse.
Huh.
Words.
So, yeah. So I'm going to the Dirty Horse later, you know.
If you'd care to have a dining companion, I would love to sup with thee. And then if our dinner goes well and the conversation is exciting and thought-provoking, perhaps we can both transform into eagles, fly up towards the moon, and then dive back down towards the Earth. And right before we crash into the Earth...
I haven't transformed in a while.
We transform into a huge plate of baked brisket, and then we would devour each other up.
Well, yeah, actually, yeah. I mean, I haven't really. Wow, Globulus, is this really happening? I mean, you know, give me a second. Let me, orphans, why don't you bring some mirrors over? Yeah, you look pretty good, Globulus. Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Why don't we take a break, and Globulus, you can pep talk your way into the date, and we'll be right back with more Hello from the Magic Tavern.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use gift mode on Etsy.
Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life, or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Wow, this place is kind of nice.
It's great, right? Yeah, I eat here all the time. They love me here. Hey, what's up, Gaston?
Come on in, you little sluts.
What?
This is the nicest place in Nibblebottom.
That's what they call people here, sluts. It's hilarious, right?
I don't understand the theme of this place.
Yeah, maybe, Arnie, you're just not slut material.
And I should say, sluts, of course, at the Dirty Horse stand for scrumptious, little, unctuous tidbits, which is all that we serve, you little slut.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I figured that out long as soon as he said it, right?
Oh, yes, it seemed obvious to me.
Yeah, Usador knows.
Garçon, can we begin?
Wait, is it Garçon or Gaston? Because I heard it's
Gaston's his name. Garçon's his title. Come on, Arnie.
I see. So sorry. Sorry.
Gaston the Garçon. Could you perhaps bring us a sampling of the appetizers this evening?
Oh yes, the poo-poo platter. Of course, a little bit of everything. A little tid, a little bit, a little all and everything. Yes, I'll be right back.
Did he say a little tid, a little bit?
Hold on, don't stand behind me. Tell that guy not to stand behind me.
Honey, don't stand behind him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that thing I said earlier about a plant-based diet, yeah, I was kind of lying about that. I hope that's not a deal-breaker, Usador. I was just trying to make the other guys feel bad for not eating well.
Sure. I mean, I understand. It's all part of your scam, and you're the sort of creature that has to live for the scam.
That's the thing. You understand branding? Like, you got like a million brands, right?
Oh yeah, I have so many names and titles and brands, and my personal brand is sort of like, you know, altruism.
Yeah, that's a good deal. People are way into that.
Oh yeah, they love it. I wouldn't call it a scam. It does occasionally cause someone to, you know, buy me a drink or give me a hot meal out of the kindness of their heart as recompense for the good I've done in their name or on their behalf. But it doesn't really pay the bills. That's why I'm still doing this podcast.
Yeah, I mean, you're thinking small there, babe. We could easily get you more. We can get you a bigger paying gig.
Well, I mean, I did kill the Dark Lord. Well known over for all of it for that.
Exactly.
You know, so maybe I could turn this into like a. Maybe we should be doing some like speaking engagements or something.
Easy money right there. People pay anything to hear somebody speak, especially somebody with a good, kind of like a good look like you do.
Oh, well, thank you.
So I feel a little weird just hovering over the two of you while you're on your date. So I'm actually going to go
Arnie.
Table of what?
Arnie, yeah, let's go.
I mean, maybe you could just leave us alone. I mean, I feel like it's kind of messing up with the conversation.
Sure, Chun and I will have this table over. You won't even know that we're over there.
You won't even see us. Well, no, sorry, Globulus, you'll see us, but you won't Yeah, what Arnie said.
Okay, here we go. Here's a sampling platter for you nasty little fucks, you fucking freak slut. Okay, this is a local salt lick. Here we have a regional sugar cube.
Okay.
Here's a regional salt lick. We also have a local sugar cube. And this is tartar for now.
Tartar for now. Thank you, you dirty slut.
So you're a ghost. What a ghost seat? Like, souls in misery?
Well, some ghosts do that. That's more your poltergeist type of ghost. I'm really a ghost that's has unfinished business here on Foon, which is, you know, has to do with, you know.
Sorry, did someone say Souls of Misery, S&M? Would you like us to bring some S&M in from the kitchen at the Dirty Horse?
Yeah, I mean, no big deal. I can pay for it. It's cool. I'm loaded.
Absolutely.
Let's see what you got. Okay. But generally, I just consume the things that sort of living creatures eat.
Cool. Yeah.
Sometimes I'm transparent. But you can't put your hand through me, and
I mean, I don't have hands. That won't be a problem.
John, Usador's blowing it over there. He's just boring the shit out of Globulus.
On the first date?
Yeah. Oh, I see what you mean. I don't know. It seems like Usador's heart isn't in it. What do you think's going on?
I think that's why we need so many reforms. Even though I believe, of course, in the kingdom and the royalty and the structure there, I do think that there needs to be, you know, more of a progressive way of interacting with our fellow citizens and creating, you know, opportunities for those who have been downtrodden for so long.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, have you ever considered shape-changing into, I don't know, a shape that's more pleasing, like a circular?
Oh, you mean like a, sort of like a big blue ball with like a single eyeball in the middle of it?
Blue's okay, yeah, that's not bad. I mean, I was thinking more like pink or green, but yeah, blue's fine, yeah.
Well, not green, but blue's sort of my thing. It's sort of my whole deal that I'm Usador the Blue.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. No, branding, I get it. I'm all about that. Yeah, I'm all about that life.
Artie, yeah. I hope to goddesses Usador doesn't give him blue balls.
I mean, I guess I could be a big pink ball and still wear like a blue hat. I mean, that's sort of what I am now.
Yeah. No, that's, I guess that could work. I mean, whatever. What do you think of this place? It's pretty great, right?
Oh, it's really great. I have to use the restroom. I'll be right back.
Yeah, sure, yeah. For...
Arnie, before I have to get back, before you realize this, ghosts don't need to use the bathroom. Look.
We're like two tables over. He's that you took a beeline to it.
Shut up.
He's got so many eyes.
So shut up and listen. I want to be sure that I'm doing this right. Mm-hmm. If I'm on a date, I want to change myself to be what the other person wants me to be, right?
Sure. I can't remember. I always feel like the advice is to either to do that or to not do that. It's one of those two things.
Okay, I'll just do it.
Oh, wait, Usador. Yeah. As per Globulus's book, when he talks about dating, he says that people love someone they need to fix in the relationship. So be someone he needs to fix.
Oh, okay. How do I do that? I'm nearly perfect in every way.
Be yourself. Break an arm with a broken arm.
Fine, I'll go back over there. Well, Globulus, I've broken my ghost arm, my ghostly bone.
I say we've dug into the S&M. Here's some more souls in mischief. No, what was this?
Misery.
Souls in misery. Thank you so much.
So, get out of here, Garcon, for a second. What happened to your... Did your, like, human bones break? What's going on?
Well, since I'm a ghost right now, and all
ghost
the time...
bones.
Yeah. They're ghost bones. And obviously you need to fix me. And I'd love to transform into a big pink ball with a blue hat.
Yeah, this just seems like a lot of work. Let me just zap you with one of my, why don't you hold out the offending limb and I'll just zap it with, mending ray.
Chunt, is it just me or is this fucking sexy as hell?
Oh, they're all better. Oh, man, you're getting close, yeah.
Thank you.
Why don't you give me a little spin to show me that arm's working.
Okay, there, here we go. There it is.
Yeah. You can slow down, you don't have to go so fast.
Arnie, as he turns to face us, give him a big thumbs up and a smile.
Oh, I know what you might find sexy. What if I just grew some eyeballs out of the palms of my hands?
Absolutely. Now we're talking. Should we clear the room? Should I just freeze everybody and devour them?
He's going full Pan's Labyrinth over there.
I wouldn't devour them. I mean, my friends Arnie and Chunt are here, and I like Garcon well enough.
Oh, Chunt. Oh, shit. Look way over on the other side of the restaurant.
Yeah?
There's another Globulus eating over there, having dinner with somebody.
What the fuck?
And that's when I says to him, I don't want anything to do with this. If you're going to be a tanner, I don't want to be here. Because I think tanning is kind of gross. It smells bad. It smells bad to tan leather, so I'm not doing it anymore. And I left. I just left.
Uh-huh, interesting, interesting. So,
You know what I love about you? Your big, beautiful eyes.
Chunt, his other date sounds just like Usador. That is so weird. This place is fucking nuts.
It's just, you know, I've never seen such beautiful eyes before. And I just, every time I look in all 11 of them, I think, like, you're the most beautiful eye tyrant I've ever seen.
Oh, my God.
What? What's going on?
Look at that beautiful creature over...
Oh.
Wait a minute. Is that... Oh, God damn it. I don't want you to have to see this, babe, but I think that's one of my kids.
Oh, I understand. Maybe we should just call this evening off and, you know, if you have to go deal with your kid, I understand.
I do, or else... If I turn my back or blob on him, then I'll get frozen and then...
Arnie.
Yeah.
Are we thinking the same thing?
What about blob?
What is it if he blobs on him? He says it's bad, but I just want to see it.
Yeah, I don't want to see you blob on him. That's going to be too much for me.
Usador, please don't butt in on our conversation over here.
Yeah, mind your own business.
Usador, babe, what you need to do, you need to go over there and distract him, okay? He's gonna be, obviously, we have the same type. Go over and distract him. He's gonna be all eyes on you. And then I'm gonna freeze him, fracture his soul and his body, and devour it both mentally, emotionally, of course, and physically.
Yeah, okay. I'll go make a distraction. All right, well, I still had a nice time tonight, but good luck with your son, or daughter, or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
Oh, my goodness, look at these eyeballs in my hands here.
What are you doing here? Get the hell out of here. I'm having a date right now.
Wait. I want to hear what he has to say.
Oh, well, I don't have anything to say. I was just looking at you with these... sort of human eye stalks. So what do you think about the big, beautiful eyes at the end of my hands?
He doesn't think anything about it because you know what? You're a dirty old man and he doesn't need anything like you because I'm a nice girl. I'm a nice girl and this is going to be a nice night.
He is a dirty old man. Why don't we take this outside?
You have got to be kidding me.
What?
You're still paying for dinner. I can't afford this.
Excuse me, I think I have a special delivery for Globulus. Frozen.
Oh, what happened to him? He's not moving at all.
Yeah, that's what happens, babe. Why don't you watch this? This is going to be super gross.
What?
Guys, thanks so much for having me on the show. I got to devour my son.
This is the most terrible thing I've ever seen.
Oh, no. Yeah, we're just getting started. Orphans, you need to come and see this, too. It's gross.
Oh, no.
Arnie? Yeah. I'll say it. This is still the nicest restaurant in Nibblebar.
It is. It really is.
Garcon. No. Garcon. Gaston. Garcon. Just come on. Yeah, you're getting close. Bring me a bib.
Yes, of course. Here you go.
Oh, I thought we had a real future together.
How are we ever going to figure out which one is really Usador to get him out of here?
I don't think that went particularly well. I think maybe going on a date with Globulus was a really terrible idea.
Oh, sweetie, Arnie, let's take him for ice cream. Hey, yeah. You're beautiful. You're stunning.
Oh, thank you. I love ice cream.
Men are pigs.
Oh, my goddesses, don't look over there.
Oh. Oh, so that's blobbing.
Okay.
You just see the eyeballs and you see the big mouth with the big tongue and you don't think about all the sort of pores and orifices. You just sort of gloss over that part of it.
Yeah.
Every time, Globulus. Oh, buddy.
Hey, what's your name?
Tammy.
Tammy, what? Do you want to join a podcast?
Yeah, I don't mind.
Huh, I thought she'd be more excited to get away from... yeah, okay, come on. You know what? No, you stay there.
Well, I don't know what a podcast is, but I just I'm a terrible date tonight, and I thought, you know, maybe you guys are going to be nice to me.
No, you're right. We want to be nice to you. Come on over here.
Okay.
Arnie, do you want to interview Tammy?
Tammy, how many names do you have?
Just the one, just Tammy.
You win. You're the new co-host.
Goddesses, damn it.
You sure you can edit?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I have the right skill set for that.
No, you sure, buddy. You're stunning. You deserve all the editing in the world. And Tammy?
Yeah?
What's your thing? Are you... Do you have a thing?
I like CODs. Playing CODs.
It's better than Alex, I guess.
Wait, we're waiting for the right match for our skill set now? I'd say it's a little late in the game to start demanding excellence. Not what we've gotten so good at. This barely holds together. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Globulus the Eye Tyrant was played by special guest Stuart Wellington. Check out Stuart's hilarious bad movie podcast, The Flophouse. And if you find yourself in the Brooklyn area, visit the bars Stuart owns and runs, Hinterlands Bar and Minnie's Bar. And then you can admire that jawline for yourself. Who's ready to pander? Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. People like Chris Crowe, Tim Ellis, host of Dispatches from the Multiverse, wow. Plugging your own podcast in the credits of our podcast, keeping it classy, Mr. Ellis. Gabriel John Hyatt, EMS Lieutenant Matt Powers, Wes Harris, Omid Bazadi, Emily Cardamus. We're only now giving Emily a shout-out. She was there for us when we were nothing. I guess that doesn't really narrow it down. Rihanna Reed Lobato, Sammy Cruz, Tim Cody, Travis the Talking Human, well, play to your strengths, Trav, and Dustin Kittleson, who is absolutely a kitten disguised as a cowboy. Patrons get ad-free episodes, unlimited oyster crackers at the soup bar, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. Last week, there was even an extra bonus episode, the Masters of Mayhem live show. Here's a clip.
Squibs, can I just say, well, first of all, can I call you Squibs? Because your full name is Squibbert.
Yeah, it's not a bad word in this mythical universe.
Is it
other parallel universes, if you understand, maybe it is a bad word. And if you don't, then just pretend you get it, and that's all good.
If we're dealing with multiverses, I'll just leave now, because I'm not going to keep track of them, and I will just fall asleep.
And we still get your ticket price.
That's right, yeah, you still paid. Ah, the ruffled feather! Who's here from out of town? This place is a fucking barn, by the way.
Yeah, it's a hut out in the woods filled with thieves and evil magic doers, and I really feel like our kind of people.
Yeah.
And they are surprisingly good-looking thieves and people of unknown origins. I see a lot of big hats and little smiles, and that's mystery to me, and I like it.
I'm going to sit down if we're
going
to...
Yeah, should we perhaps take a seat?
We can
pander while we sit
there.
I've been trying to this whole time.
All right, that's great. Ah... Winter solstice.
Can't spell it without soul.
I think you can.
To hear the rest of that and see lots of professional pictures of unprofessional performers taken at the live event, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. And I am out. Pretty good if I... Director Ward, what's wrong? You look pale.
The subject reads as inert.
What?
Hank is neutralized. It's over.
It's over?
Shut it down. Shut it all down. We can finally dispense with the podcast nonsense. Foon, Nibblebottom. My goodness, you'd think we'd made it all up on the spot.
Director Ward, this seems so abrupt.
Sorry, I forget. Your tiny mind can barely comprehend. Hank is in a state of stasis, blocked from causing mass destruction. Your work is done. Thank you.
Wow.
Tim, what a hero you've been. If only the world knew the sacrifices you've made. But with Hank defeated, you can be on your way. The attendants will show you out.
Sure thing. Glad I could do my part.
Of course.
Of course what?
If we wanted to banish Hank entirely, we'd have to... No. No, the risk is too great.
Director Ward, whatever it takes, I'm ready.
I knew you were a hero, Tim. I didn't realize you were a legend. Are you ready to begin something extraordinary?
I am.
Follow me to the armory.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.